कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम राम हरे हरे, हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम राम हरे हरे, हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम राम हरे हरे, हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम राम हरे हरे, हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम राम हरे हरे, हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, नमो विष्णुपदाय कृष्ण प्रस्थाय भूतले श्रीमति भक्तिवेदांत स्वामिनिधि नामिने, नमस्ते सरस्वतीं गौरवाणी प्रचारिणी निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशधारिणी, भज श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधार श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद, हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, सो टेक्स्ट 31 ये मे मतमिदं नित्यम् अनितिष्ठन्ति मानवाः श्रद्धावान्तनसूयन्तो मुच्यन्ते तेऽपि कर्मभिः. So remember that verse we were discussing, that Krishna has talked about this thing. In the last verse also he said, that is in verse 30, Krishna says, Mayi sarvani karmani sanyasadhyalma chetasa nirashir nirmamo bhutva yudhyasya vigada jvara. That's an important verse. Krishna says to Arjuna, Mayi sarvani karmani sanyasadhyalma chetasa Nirashir Nirmama Bhutva Yudhyasya Vigada Jvara. He said, isn't it? He says to him, that Arjuna, that my Sarvani Karmani, all works, surrender to them, to me, and with mind, sannyas Adhyatma Jedasa. Adhyatma Jedasa means spiritually conscious of these things, spiritual consciousness. And Nirashir Nirmama Bhutva Yudhyasya Vigada Jvara. And nirashir, without any desire for gain, and free from ego and fight, Krishna says. Yudhyasya vigada jvara. He said that. And then he said, യേമേ മതമിതം നിത്യം, ദാറ്റ് ഈസ് വേഴ്സ് 31, അനുതിഷ്ഠന്തി മാനവാഹ ശ്രദ്ധാവാൻ അനസൂയന്തോ മുച്ഛന്തി തേബി കർമ്മഭി. സോ ദർ വി ഹാവ് സീൻ ദാറ്റ് വാട്ട് ഈസ് ദിസ് അസൂയ. അസൂയ മീൻസ് എൻവി, ഇസ്ന്റ് ഇറ്റ്? Asuya means envy. Anasuyanto means one who has no envy, who is free from envy. And we also understood that what actually it means is that Krishna's way, or Krishna when he talks about envy means it's different. It's not the way we talk about envy in this world. Here we say envy means one is envious of somebody else for some reason, like somebody is very rich, so poor person will be envy of him. Or somebody is very famous, but one who is not so famous will be envious of him. Similarly, in various material consciousness, that is envy. That's what envy we refer to here in this world. But from Krishna's point of view, envy means that something inside us not accepting what Krishna is saying. Krishna calls that as envy. Krishna is telling us certain things that about karma, about jnanam bhakti. But inside us, we are not willing to accept that. Something resistance from inside. Krishna calls that as envious. Because it is absolute truth, paramartha satyam, that Krishna is saying, but because of envy, we won't accept that. There is something inside us that when it comes from outside, we are finding it difficult and on our own way, we refuse to accept it in the name of truth. And that Krishna calls it as envy. And those who do not accept things because of envy, what will happen to them? That's what Krishna has spoken in verse 32. In verse 32. If you look into verse 31, Krishna says, Anasuyanto muchyante tebi karmabhi. In the verse, in the next verse, he says here, Abhyas Asuyanto, one who has got Asuya, one who has envy, what will happen to him? Etvedat Abhyasuyanto Nanutishtanti me matam Sarvajnana vimudhamstan Vidhi nashtan achetasaha. But those who out of envy disregard these teachings and do not practice them regularly are to be considered bereft of all knowledge, befooled, and doomed to ignorance and bondage. So, this is an important thing, because here you can see the basic thing Krishna is expecting us to understand is that first thing, this envy should go from inside, not able to accept what Krishna is saying. That mentality has to go. Krishna is not even talking about any sadhana or anything. Sadhana and all comes much later. This is the first thing in life, that to when Shastram is saying something, when Krishna is talking to us something, without any doubt about it, inside, unable to absorb it, it's coming from Krishna, it has to be the truth. In that way, able to accept it, without any reservation inside. So, that is why he says there, that in whichever karma one is engaged in, whatever, doesn't matter. But even if he is not executing any sadhana, even there is no execution of sadhana, and at least if when Krishna says to us, this I am the doer, I am the enjoyer, is the problem. It is a big problem. This I am the doer, I am the enjoyer, it's a big problem. Even in sadhana, it's a problem. This is the thing, what we have to understand. A sadhana becomes a proper sadhana only if it is executed, I am not the doer, I am not the enjoyer. Otherwise, it's not sadhana, it's a karmam. You see? So, it is this bhavam or this mood of a person that makes it whether it is karma yogam or it is a karmam. Or it is a karmam. That Krishna says, even if you don't execute any sadhana, so long as this aham karta, aham bhokta, I am the doer, I am the enjoyer, if it is not there, if you take it away, then you have understood spiritual life. For example, the body, the mind, all these things belong to material nature. It's not ours. And so, handing it over back to them is Krishna consciousness. handing over this body and the mind, everything back to the material nature, is Krishna consciousness. And and we, who we are, actually is Krishna's property. Which means that the soul is Krishna's property. In other words, when we talk about soul, the experience that I am existing, I am there, the awareness of my existence is coming from Krishna. It's not coming from the material nature. This is the point. Krishna is keep repeating this. That we, our experience that I am existing, this awareness is coming from Krishna. The body, the mind, the senses, the intelligence, the ego, that all belongs to material nature. So Krishna is saying, leave that to the material nature and to know that I belong to Krishna. The soul belongs to Krishna. And similarly, the body, mind, intelligence, they all belongs to Prakriti. No matter how many times we keep saying it's my body, my body, my body, and my mind and all that, it will not become mine. It will not become mine. And that's the point. And that we won't accept it. That's why Krishna is saying asuya, envy. The point Krishna is making, it is not getting in somehow. The resistance from inside is so strong that we won't accept it. No matter how many times Krishna keeps repeating this in the Bhagavad Gita as well as in the Srimad Bhagavatam also. So no matter how many times we say this, it won't become ours. You can't do anything about it. So to hand over that which belongs to Prakriti to to material nature or to Prakriti, and Krishna's vibhuti. Vibhuti means it's an opulence. What is that opulence? This experience what we have all the time, I'm existing, my awareness, is the opulence. Of Krishna's opulence it is. Because without Krishna's presence, this won't happen. We won't understand, we won't realize that we are existing. Even that awareness is coming from the soul. So this discrimination and is known as Sankhya Buddhi, Sankhyam. The Sankhyam intelligence is separating this Prakriti and Purusha very clearly inside. And that's why Sankhyam, because of this clear demarcation between the material nature and Krishna, that has come as Jnanam. So that's why Krishna spoke that in the second chapter. In Bhagavad Gita, you will see Sankhyam, Yogam, Vedantam, everything. It's all blend together. Krishna has taken everything. Kapila Maharshi Sankhyam, he picked up that from Kapila Maharshi Sankhyam. From Ashtanga Yogam, Patanjali's Ashtangam, he took it and put it in the sixth chapter. You can see that. And Vedantam, he took it and put it from Vedavyasa Maharshi's side into it. From Jaimini's Kaimagandam, Karmagandam, he put it, took it and put it in the third chapter. So it's a blend of all the different yoga processes from different sages and their different realizations. And that is so well packed. That's how Bhagavad Gita became so popular. Because of the packaging is so good. How they pulled out everything from different sages. And every one of them has something to give it to us. Patanjali's Ashtanga Yogam has its own beauty and its own speciality in many areas, isn't it? And where it helps in self-realization, Krishna has picked that from Patanjali. Where it helps from Sankhyam, from Kapila Maharshi, he has picked that into Bhagavad Gita. And same thing with Vedantam also. What is important from the Jnanam aspect, from Vedavyasa Maharshi's side, he has picked that as well. So in that way you can see Sankhya Buddhi. So Sankhyam is based on Vivekam. Vivekam means discrimination. This discrimination nature. It is not based on sadhana. Not based on sadhana. So, if we have the Shraddha, we can see that only one thing we are 100% sure in this world. What is that? That I am existing. That never leaves us. Everything else leaves us, isn't it? Everything else in the material nature comes and goes, isn't it? You can't say 100% say that it is always existing. The whole world, what you observe, is not existing always. It is changing. All the time it's going through changes. So in other words, it's not always existing. Material body, not always existing. Mind, not always existing. Similarly, intelligence, same thing with the ego. So everything else is changing. The one thing, my existence, is not changing. That consciousness, I'm aware, my awareness is always existing. It's okay. So all the other things, that's why Nitya Siddhatvad, it says there, isn't it? Nitya Siddhatvad. It's always available, all the time. in Jagrat, in Swapnam, in Sushupti. In all three states, it's there. When we leave the body, it's still there. When we come to this world, still there. It always, never leaves us. So, all the other things, so many things are happening in the material nature. Similarly, other things, material body, the mind, the intelligence, the ego, they are all changing, coming, going in different ways. That so many things it's happening, but without interfering in all that things too much, because it's always continuously changing. And so therefore, what's only one thing to be fixed to that permanent thing what is existing. That is the first realization, that what is permanent, that is the soul. And to be situated on the platform of the soul is the only important thing. And not to and to be a witness to that, the existing, all the time conscious of the existence of the soul, to being a witness. That's what Krishna talks about, isn't it? Being a witness to everything. This witness nature is an important thing in spiritual life. That to be a witness to everything, but unaffected by that. That is proper spiritual life, actually. All the great sages and advanced devotees, you will see them on this level, always being a witness to everything. Whereas karmadhi, one whose mind is absorbed in karmam, excessively, he always wants to change everything, constantly changing, constantly trying to interfere in everything. That is karmadhi. Whereas the jnani or a realized person, he is a witness to everything. He is not disturbed what is going on. Anything is happening in this world, he will say it's happening in the material nature, not happening in me. It's not happening in me. It's happening in the nature. What's happening in the external world, it's happening in the nature. Why we get affected by that? Because we identify with the body. That's why we get affected by that. So, Krishna is saying here that this staying as a witness is important, because whatever work we do, our attention is always on the soul, not on anything else. Always on the soul. In the Krishnamurti Stotram, it mentions very clearly, so always being aware of this or conscious of this position, and while situated in that, constantly bringing your attention to that without allowing that to, without losing it, is Krishna consciousness. So, if it is spoken in this way, it is a jnani's approach. A jnani will always do this. That is how the jnanis do. What does the devotee do? Devotee always surrenders to that. Sharanagati. He does the Sharanagati. He says, because that truth he refers to as Krishna. That truth is referred to as Krishna. In the Bhagavadam, if you look at it, Vadandeda Tattvavidam Tattvaya Jnanam Advayam Brahmedi Paramatmedi Bhagavan Idi Shabdhyade. Isn't it? So this Brahman, Paramatma, Bhagavan, three stages, is due to three different approaches to the truth. This one and the same truth in three different ways. Jnani goes after Brahman and understands that I am Brahman. I am that Brahman. He realizes that very much. So in other words, it is him who keeps his attention always on the Brahman. Brahman realization. Aham Brahmasmi. The devotee calls the same Brahman as Bhagavan, and because it has taken a personal approach there, he surrenders unto the person as a servant, dasyam. He surrenders unto him, that is Sharanagati, or surrendering to the truth. So practically there is no difference, the same truth, two different ways of approach. Devotee approaches with surrender to the truth, thinking that that is the only truth. Which one? This truth that Krishna is existing always, nothing else exists in this world. I'm surrendering to that truth. That is Sharanagati. So, all these things, the Sharanagati and this shifting our attention to the truth is only to come to this experience that that is the only truth, to experience that truth. So, let the body do anything what it has to do in this world. Body is nothing but an instrument. Body is nothing but an instrument. You can say, for the devotee's language, it is Krishna's instrument. This material body is Krishna's instrument. And like you will see this later on also, Krishna mentions that, isn't it? Ishvara sarvabhudanam hriddeshe Arjuna tishtadi Brahmayan sarvabhudani yantrarudhani mayaya. Later on Krishna will say this. Because why is it like that? That this understanding that I belong to Krishna, material body belongs to material nature, mind belongs to material nature, is an important step in self-realization for a devotee and for a jnani as well. Only in that consciousness you can deal in this world. You can deal with that in this world. You can deal in this world. Otherwise, it will turn out to be a disaster. It will become a disaster. So, there he says there that material nature is, Krishna says, Ishvara. Ishvara is controller. Sarva bhudanam hrideshe. In all living entities situated within the heart, Arjuna, Brahmayan, I keep making them to do things. Sarva bhudani, exactly like yandra rodhani mayaya. That it is situated in the yandram. Yandram means it's a machine, isn't it? Maya is working through this machine. Material nature is working through this machine. And it makes us to do different things, isn't it? Material nature is forcing us to do different things according to our swabhava. So this understanding, Krishna is saying, is important because Maya, when she does in this way, that we become simply an instrument in the hands of Maya. Instrument in the hands of Maya. So I am that machine, and Krishna is the, or material nature, Krishna's agent, is the person who runs that machine, who operates this machine. Material nature is operating this machine, and I am that machine. This is the Prakriti Purusha, material nature and the soul, that discrimination. This is the first understanding, Jnana Prakriya. If we understand it always and remain conscious of these things, then if it is fixed like that, and even if we do not, even if you do not do anything, at least we have accepted the truth. Even if you don't do anything, at least we have accepted the truth. But we may do a lot of things, but if we have not accepted this truth, then therefore that doing is not helping. That doing is not helping. to conscious all the time that through the body, through the mind, through the intelligence, it's Krishna who is operating. Krishna is, material nature is operating through them. Then, not only that, this thing called false ego which has popped up, that's also Krishna who has developed inside. Isn't it? It's from Krishna that has also come. Then false ego has come. And that naham naham tuam naham naham tuam tuam. Not me, not me, everything you. Everything you. So, even if you keep this as a mantra inside, actually I don't exist. It's only you exist. Krishna exists. Kabir says, tu tu karta. You are the doer. You are the doer. He keeps repeating that. And I don't exist anymore in this. Krishna only exists. And he says, Ramchandra, Rama has come and filled everything inside me. In Jagrat, in Swapnam, Rama has come and filled in. In the place of false ego, Rama is filled in there as well. I don't exist. And if this bhavam, if this mood is continuously keep it, then everything what we do in spiritual life, it will also come to perfection. Because if you, without this, without this understanding, whatever chanting or whatever meditation we do, if it will not become sadhana, if this bhavana is not there, if this bhavam is not there, that Krishna is doing this through me, whereas if I think that I am doing it to get the result, that's a completely different thing, isn't it? Krishna is doing the chanting through me. If you take that way and the chanting happens that way, then that chanting is proper. That is proper. Whereas if I'm thinking, I have to do my rounds, I have to do 16 rounds, and I'm doing this, that I am very strongly in there, do as the doer, then it is karmam. It's not sadhana. It's not sadhana, it's karmam. So sadhana, execution of sadhana is important with the right understanding. Otherwise, if you simply think that I have to do my rounds and I have this, I have that, so that becomes very much from the Ahankaram is doing this inside. That is the false ego is doing that sadhana, not the. Whereas the right understanding is Krishna is doing the sadhana also inside us. Krishna is doing the sadhana. So I'm just an instrument, Krishna is doing it. Even in sadhana, this has to happen. Otherwise, it's not right. Ahankaram won't leave us easily. Otherwise, always it's Ahankaram doing this, isn't it? So Krishna says here, if you do not do that, it will become a karmam. Whatever anushtanam, whatever sadhana we do, you cannot get Krishna in that way. Because Krishna looks into this bhavana, what mood he is doing that. That's why this famous statement, bhavagrahi janardana. Krishna looks at the bhavam of a person rather than the how much he has done with ego. That's not the important thing. How much has he done with the right understanding of things? That's bhavagrahi janardana. Sometimes people will say the chanting of the holy name is so so good that the chanting becomes they'll go around with the chanting beads in the hand and other things, but they will say to others, I've chanted 64 rounds today, I've chanted 128 rounds today, all this kind of thing. This is wrong. They should not do that. Sometimes even in the internet sites, you will see sometimes somebody, some so-called senior devotees, they're writing there, I've chanted 64 rounds today, or I've chanted 92 rounds today. You can always see this. They're writing this. And they shouldn't do that, because if they have done the chanting with the understanding, they have done it. That's not chanting, that's a karma. That's not even chanting. Proper chanting is with this understanding that chanting has happened it through me. Krishna has done the chanting. Everything is Krishna is doing it. Because this is the basic thing where we come out of the grip of material nature. That accepting that material nature is doing through me. I'm just an instrument in Krishna's hands. Actually, I'm not doing it. Krishna is doing this. So, some people, they'll keep on telling everybody, oh, I did 32 rounds today. And I've been doing it for the last whole Kartik month. I've done 64 rounds. And the whole month they were doing it with this understanding like that. That is the pride behind it, and it will be very strong inside. Because what happened at that time, japam, chanting, has become karmam. The moment when it does become a karmam, when one identifies with that, I am the doer, that's when it becomes a karmam. Or I am the result has to come to me in that mood. That you may not say when you are chanting the holy name, but you will say at least I have done it. That's very much there. They've done my 64 rounds or whatever that is. So, I am the doer, I am the enjoyer, but if you do it in this way, which way? That I am the doer, I am the enjoyer. With this understanding, if you chant, what will happen is that because you have done it with I am the karta, I am the bhokta, I am the doer and the enjoyer, if you do it like that, you will get the material results for that. Samradhi and Aishwaryam. That means all material benefits will come from that. No spiritual benefit will come from that. Spiritual benefit comes only when we do it in the way Krishna has spoken. That means that it is happening through me, that I am not doing this, it's Krishna is doing this, it's I am on just an instrument. That means continuous surrender inside to the truth. That is what it is. And if it is done, executed in that way, it becomes spiritual. But if you do it with the understanding, I am doing it, I am doing it, I have done 32, I have done 64, I have done 192, I want to follow Haridas Thakur, and all that misunderstanding inside, if you do it in that way, you will get some benefit, but that will be material, it won't be spiritual. There's a clear difference there between the two approaches, isn't it? In one approach, we are 100% Krishna's instrument. I'm just the chanting is happening through me. There's no ego there. You have to wipe that ego out and keep away from that. And the other one, it's I am the one who is doing the chanting. This is the point Krishna says here, that executing whatever sadhana, behind that, this Sharanagati should be there. This is called Sharanagati. Sharanagati means we call surrender, isn't it? What is this surrender? Surrender is this. Surrendering to the truth. Truth is this, Krishna is saying, Krishna is doing everything. not us. And that surrender is what Krishna calls the Sharanagati. So Sharanagati, important thing is this dependence on Krishna. If Krishna does it through me, it happens. Chanting is happening. Because if Krishna does it, that means he's taking Krishna's shelter. That's why if you remember earlier in another verse, Krishna said, Jaramarana Mokshaya Mam Ashirte Yatandiye Te Brahma Tadvidu Krishnam Adhyatmam Karma Jakhilam. There is a verse there. If you look there, you'll see Jaramarana Mokshaya, intelligent person who wants to free oneself from this cycle of birth and death, what we will do? Mam Ashirte Yatandiye. Taking my shelter, he will put effort into it. Taking my shelter, that's important there. Mama ashrite yatandiye. That his effort, whatever he is doing, it will be only by taking shelter in me. Otherwise, he won't do it. If he does by taking shelter in me, mama ashrite yatandiye te brahma tad vidhu krishnam adhyalmam karma jakhilam. His karma will be perfect. So, even while chanting, he will think, Krishna is making me to chant. Krishna is making me to chant. And if you go a little bit, one more step further, the understanding will be that Krishna staying inside my heart, he is chanting the round. Krishna is chanting the round, not me. Krishna is chanting the round. So, therefore, that's why many people, they say this, that while chanting, they have the beads in the hands, they will still say, Krishna is chanting the round inside. To such an extent, they free themselves from the ownership of doing anything. Krishna is doing the chanting within the heart. And after chanting, if we have this clarity inside us, that Krishna is chanting within us, then that chanting will never stop. That chanting will never stop. It will continue. Because afterwards what will happen is that when the chanting goes on in that consciousness, without your knowledge, chanting will go on inside. It's the Jnanis call it as Ajaba Japam. Ajaba Japam means I'm not chanting, but Japam is going on inside. Chanting is going on inside. And anything what is done with our effort won't last very long. It has a beginning and it has an end. Whereas anything Krishna is doing, it will continue forever. So chanting process, if we have this basic understanding that chanting is happening through me, and in that process it will become, even if we have practiced it in that consciousness for some time, what will naturally happen is the chanting will never stop. After a while the chanting will carry on without any non-stop. There's a statement from Kabir about this. If Krishna is chanting, or Ramchandra is standing, because Kabir was a devotee of Ramchandra, Kabir says, if Ramchandra is standing, it will never stop. When I chant, it stops after a while. And now what's happening is that, first I started chanting the holy name. Now I've stopped it and Ramchandra has taken over. And he's chanting it all the time. That and now he's chanting and I'm going along with that, he says, because it's become so continuous inside. So once we have taken away this I am the doer from everything what we do, then there is peace inside. Then there will be peace inside. It is the proof of that. It's a proof that there will be peace inside. Why we get so disturbed in life every time? Because we are the doers. That's why you're getting disturbed. If I am not the doer, then I won't have to get disturbed over many, many things, isn't it? We get stressed out very much, isn't it? Why? Because I am the doer. That is where the stress is coming from. That we have put it on our own head, that if I don't do it, what will happen and what will be the reaction? So, this is the same thing. In Prahlada also says this in the Shrimad Bhagavatam, if you look there. Prahlada used to say like this, in whichever state he was, and he was having his meal, he was sleeping, and what did he say? Krishna is doing all that. Prahlada is saying this. If you look in the Shrimad Bhagavatam, you will see there. That's the verse there. Krishna is doing everything. Krishna is eating, Krishna is sleeping, and Krishna puts me to sleep, I am sleeping. The sleeping is happening because of Krishna's presence inside. And he was doing all things, but the consciousness was like everybody else. He was doing that. He was doing so many things. I am eating, I am sleeping, but I am not doing it. Krishna is doing that. If you want to look into Bhagavatam, you will see that verse that Krishna says that. Prahlada saying that. These are the things we have to notice in the teachings, not the story. Story is good. Story is only to keep us interesting in that. But tattvam is important, because only with this the realization will happen, not from the story. Story, most of the people get affected by the story, and they think that story is the main thing. Story is important because in the sense that story keeps us on the track all the time, that Prahlada's relationship with Hiranyakashipu and all that. But instances where Prahlada talks about this, that Asina Paryadan Asnan Shayana Prabhivan Bruvan Nanu Sandathamedani Govinda Parirambhidaha. That is how he says there. Asinan Paryadan Asnan. That means that he says here that while sitting down, Asinan Paryadan, while walking, Asnan, while eating, Shayanan, while sleeping, Prabhivan Bruvan, that while eating as well as while talking, Nanu Sandhattamedani Govinda Pariram Bhidaham. Always he was embraced by Krishna. That's how he puts it. He was always embraced by Krishna. Therefore, he never thought about any of those things, that he was eating, he was sleeping, he was walking, he was talking. It was always Krishna was doing it. To such an extent, Prahlada was free from this, I am the doer. I'm the doer. So Prahlada's greatness, isn't it? This is the perfection of that surrender. Prahlada's bhakti is known as dasyam, isn't it? There is such a great devotee, Prahlada, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, that you can see these qualities coming through that greatest devotee, Prahlada. This whole seventh canto is Prahlada, isn't it? This whole seventh canto is Prahlada. So through Prahlada, Vedavyasa Maharshi is saying here, Asinan Paryadan Asnan Shayana Prabhivan Bruvan Nanu Sandhattamedani Govinda Parirambhidaha. Govinda has taken over completely Prahlada. So whatever was done, it was Govinda was doing that. Prahlada was not doing it. Prahlada didn't have the least trace of false ego inside. Everything Govinda is doing. Kochil Drudadi Vaigunda Chinda Shavala Chedana Kochil Asadi Sachindal Ahlada Udgayadi Kochil Nadadi Kochil Kando Vilajo Nurtyadi Kochil Kochil Talbhavanaya Yukta Tanmayo Anuchakaraha Kochit Tulpalaga Tushnim Aste Sansparshan Rubradaha Aspanda Pranaya Ananda Salila Miri Dekshanaha. So he says here that sometimes because Krishna goes such level inside Prahlada, that Prahlada was crying, why everybody else is not doing it? Not taking Krishna shelter in the like this. That when Krishna overwhelms Prahlada, he used to feel like that. And sometimes thinking about Krishna, he will become so emotional about that and smile and laugh without any reason. For externally, outside people will think, what has happened to Prahlada, isn't it? And sometimes he will sing about Krishna's glory so loudly. And sometimes he will chant the holy name. And sometimes without any reservation, he will start dancing. And constantly he will follow sometimes Krishna's different pastimes. Thinking about that, he will start imitating them. And kojil pulagatushni maste samsparshanar vradaham. So sometimes, due to his devotion inside, he will become so affected by that, his hairs will stand up. And samsparshana aspanda pranayananda salilami ilide ekshanam. Sometimes he will be so quiet in remembrance of all these things. In other words, the ecstasy or bhavam, what Prahlada had in different times, that's what he is saying here. So you can see here, in the one verse before, he says here, Nyasakridana Gopalo Jadavatan Manastaya Krishna Graha Grihid Alma Naveda Jagadi Drisham. He says here, because from the early days in life, the whole mind was completely absorbed in Krishna. He was like Jadam. Jadam means like who has no independent thinking or independent action. Everything is just happening through him to that extent. And without any, he was so serious sometimes, without any, like the children have the tendency to play, which was not there in Prahlada. And at the same time, because it says here that Krishna Graha Grihidalma, Krishna Graha Grihidalma means Krishna has captured him in such a way that different planets, so for example, we say like this, isn't it? Say, if you are under the influence of Saturn, you go through very hard times. At that time, Saturn has caught you. Or if Jupiter has caught you, it will have its effect on you. Mars has its own effect. It is in the astrology like that, isn't it? Here, Sri Narada Maharshi is saying, Prahlada was caught by this planet called Krishna. Krishna Graha Grihidalma. So, because he was under the influence of Krishna himself, the planet called Krishna, he says, instead of calling the Krishna, the personality, Supreme Personality, Krishna, the planet called Krishna has caught him in such a way that he could not escape from that. Krishna Graha Grihidalma Na Veda Jagadi Drisham. Whatever that was going on in this world was unknown to him, unknown to Prahlada. So why did this happen? Because Asinan Pariran Ashnan Shayana Prabhiban Bruvan Nanu Sandatta Medani Govinda Parirambhida. Krishna is continuously under the influence of Krishna. Govinda has taken over everything in Prahlada. So that's what he was saying here, that Govinda Parirambhida. So, because inside is full of Govinda, what can you do? That I am doing anything, that ego was not there at all. So, all these things in our bodily level, bodily existence, I have to eat, I have to sleep, and I have to eat, I have to sleep, I have to wake up. All these things is called vigalpam. It's vigalpam, actually. They are all vigalpams. So, what is this vigalpam actually means? Vigalpam means I am doing it. That is vigalpam. That is a vigalpam. So, therefore, because these vikalpams are there in a person, the soul is not able to show its true nature to us. That Krishna is doing this, that realization is not coming. I am doing this is the realization of the moment. So, after identifying with that false identity that I am doing everything and I am that false ego, I am eating, I am sleeping, I am doing different things in this world, and this should go away. This should go away, and at the same time, we should come to understand this kartrutvam, that I am doing this, that will go away if this happens. This kartrutvam will go away from inside. I am the doer. There's only two possibilities. Either this kartrutvam will come out and say, I am doing everything, or otherwise that state will go, that I am not doing anything, everything is happening through me. There's only two states. One state, either I am doing everything, which we are all doing all the time. The other state is that I am not doing anything, everything is happening through me. Everything is happening through me. This is very deep level. It is understood in a very deeper level. Then we have got out of all our problems in this world. This is the only thing that's keeping us in this material existence, isn't it? If you look into Bhagavad Gita, Krishna will say the same thing. If you look into Bhagavadam, Krishna is saying the same thing. There's nothing else than that. That unfortunately, it's not an easy thing to get to, because the whole society, the whole world is on the spell of this, isn't it? We are doing everything. സോ ഇഫ് യു ലുക്ക് ഇൻ ടു ദോസ് വേഴ്സസ് പ്രകൃതി ക്രിയമാണാനി ഗുണൈകർമാണി സർവശ അഹങ്കാര വിമൂഢാത്മകർത്താഹമിതി മന്യതേ ഇൻ ദ ഭഗവത്ഗീത. ഇഫ് യു ലുക്ക് ഇൻ ടു ഭാഗവതം കർത്താസ്മീതി നിബദ്ധ്യതേ ഇറ്റ് സേസ് ദെയർ ഇൻ ദി തേർഡ് കാൻഡോ. യു ക്യാൻ സീ ദാറ്റ് ഓൾസോ. സോ യു ക്യാൻ സീ ഹൗ മച്ച് ഹൗ ഇമ്പോർട്ടൻ്റ് ദാറ്റ് ഈസ് ദിസ് റിയലൈസേഷൻസ്. So as long as this I am doing it, it stays in the form of ahankaram, in the form of false ego. And the same thing in the it gets dissolved when we go to sushupti, isn't it? It gets dissolved, this false ego what we have, it dissolves in the deep sleep, is it not? It dissolves in the deep sleep. But when it dissolves in the deep sleep, there is a little difference than when it gets dissolved in the vacant state. That you have to notice it. In the deep sleep, it gets dissolved, but the fact that it comes back in the vacant state shows that it hasn't really dissolved. Temporarily, because of the powerful coverage of tamogunam, deep of mode of ignorance there, that is what has caused that. But if this dissolution happens in the vacant state, that I'm not doing anything, that is proper dissolution. Because it is happening, then it is knowledge. Then it is knowledge. Because it is only then that in that consciousness, when you stay in the vacant state, then you can say that the realization has happened. See, self-realization in the deep sleep state, self-realization in the vacant state is different. The experience what is in the deep sleep state is correct. That means aham ahankaram has gone, false ego has gone. But it has not dissolved completely. It's coming back again in the vacant state. But if that experience in the deep sleep, that ahankaram was not operating, if you can bring that into vacant state, then it's self-realization. You see? If you can. But the reality is that first thing when you wake up, I start. My identity with the false ego begins, isn't it? So that is the point Krishna is saying here, that if when that realization has come, then self-realization has happened. Atma-tattvam. So till this wakes up inside, this knowledge of the soul, and till become a part of us, become as our nature of this knowledge, that is those who are realized like that, they are called Brahmajnani, one who has realized this Brahman properly. And by associating with them, and by their mercy, this tattvam or this principle will get fixed up inside us by due to association with such people who have this realization, Brahmajnani. With their association, because when you see people who are operating like that in this world, in this understanding, with this consciousness, as it's happening through me, I'm not doing anything, everything is happening through me. With that consciousness, if somebody is operating in this world, and because their realization is perfect, by association with them, that same nature will become our nature as well. Will become our nature as well. This is actual sadhana. These are the real sadhana. But all other sadhana, until we get that fixed up inside, becomes our nature as well, that is ultimately the goal, to come to that platform of I'm not doing anything, everything is happening through me. All other sadhana of chanting the holy name, austerities, penances, everything is only to get this tattvam fixed up inside us. Not the other way. We are not doing all these things so that we can chant the holy name. No. We are chanting the holy name and we are doing deity worship, everything, so that this me, I am, goes away from me inside. This is the goal, not that. Other is only to help this. So if you may ask the question that what about bhakti then? He said, what's bhakti about? That is the bhakti. Bhakti itself is this. If you look into Bhagavata Dharma, when King Nimi and the nine sages, when they discussed, he said there, he said, Kavi Maharshi said there, Kayena vacha manasendriyerva buddhyatmanava prakrite svabhavat karoti yadyat sakalam parasmai narayanayeti samarpayami. That surrendering everything to Narayana, that Krishna, whatever you are doing with the mind, body, senses, everything, Krishna says here that if you do like that, that is perfection. There is nothing more than that. That is perfection. So ultimately it all comes to one thing, that accepting Krishna is doing everything and living in this world is the proper way to live. Otherwise it's not proper way. Operating on the false ego platform is the wrong thing. That is bhakti. And living like that, Krishna says there, after doing that way, close your eyes and run through this world, nothing will happen. In the Bhagavatam, if you look, you will see, we discussed this verse also earlier, when we were talking about the Kavi Maharshi's questions, isn't it? Kavi Maharshi said there, that the that Kavi's words, if you look, you will see there. Kavi Maharshi, yeah. Yanastaya naro rajan na pramad yadakarhichil dhavan nimilyavanetre naskalil napade diha. He says there that, my dear king, who is saying this, Kavi Maharshi is saying to King Nimi, that that if you accept Bhagavata Dharmam, Bhagavata Dharmam is nothing but Karma Yoga. Karma Yoga spoken by King Nimi, by Kavi Maharshi and the nine sages, still children of Rishabhadev. What is nothing but Karma Yoga? He says that, Yanastaya naro rajan na pramadyada karhichal. That if you do, if you follow this Bhagavata Dharma, what he have spoken, Kavi Maharshi says here, that never you will, na pramadyada karhichal, pramadam will not be there. This word pramadam you will see popping up everywhere, isn't it? If you remember, in the Bhagavatam also, in Ekadasha Skandam, you saw how pramadam Krishna talks about, isn't it? There, what did Krishna say? Krishna said there, pramadam. Now, pramadam was used there also, in the context that he said that, ahamityanyada buddhi, na pramadyada karhijal, isn't it? So, ahamityanyada buddhi, there again, pramadam was spoken. Pramadam was spoken. So he says that Pramattasya yada hridi, he says, Ulsarpadi rajo ghoram tado vaigarigam mana. So when pramadam happens, immediately what happens is rajo ghoram. That is rajogunam. So this pramadam, the word, Pramattasya yada hridi, he says here, that pramadam is this thing that rajogunam will develop inside. Straight away rajogunam will develop inside. So here also Krishna says the same thing, that Yanastaya Naravrajan na pramadyada karhichal. Without pramadam it will happen. And then what he says here, dhavan nimilyavanetre, that you can close your eyes, na skalel na padediha. You can close your eyes and run through this world, in this material world, that you will not trip, you will not fall. That's what Kavi Maharshi is saying there. So you have to think through these words very carefully, because it's not what he is saying, that you can run and through this world that without this pramada. Not what he is saying. What he is saying is that we have to live in this world in that way, then there is no possibility of falling from the spiritual consciousness. There is no possibility of falling down from spiritual life. So in order to stay in spiritual life, always being spiritually conscious, spiritually situated, this realization is important. What he says, na pramadyada karhijal dhavan nimilivanetre na skalel na padediha. There is no question of falling down in spiritual life if we do it with this understanding. Na pramadyada karhijal dhavan nimilivanetre na skalel na padediha. That is the very important statement. It is from Kavi Maharshi. After he said, Manye kudaschilbhayam achyudasya padambujobasana matranityam. He said that in the beginning, and then he says this, isn't it? So, Dhavan Mileva Netre, Naskalil Napatediha, he will never trip, never fall. Shri Krishna Tulpadoba Sanama Payadamam, Bedhamithyartha Drishter Martya Sartha Semani, Vivasaradi Bhayam Yena Sarvat Maneva. Tattaval Tulpranida Yabhajanavidi, Astido Mohamarge, Dhavanna Pyavradasha Skaladi, Nakhajil Deva Deva Khilalman. That is how this verse summarizes this whole thing. That taking Krishna shelter, what does that mean? Taking Krishna shelter means accepting Krishna's instruction. That is taking Krishna shelter. What Krishna has told us in the Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, accepting that is taking Krishna shelter without any envy. So Bhagavatam is saying to us, Tulpadobasanam abhayadamam, that ubasanam abhayadamam, freedom from fear comes from that. Martya sartyasya manye vabasaradi bhayam yena sarvatmane ivam. That bhayam, that fear leaves you at that point. Martya sartyasya manye. Martya means man or human society. Why is given this word martya? Martya means one who is constantly dying. We are all dying actually. We call it, we are growing up, isn't it? Actually, it's the other way. From birth, it's continuous death started actually. The moment we got the material body, the death has started already. Only thing is, some changes have happened in the middle, that's all. It appears as though we are growing, but actually the death is, closely if you analyze it from the point of birth, death has started. We are getting closer to the death, isn't it? So death process has started from birth itself. So this misunderstanding is that, oh, I'm born now, I'm growing up, and then I'll start dying. It's not the right thing. We keep saying like this, isn't it? He grew up, and he became a boy, and then a youth, and then he started dying. We say like that. That's not the truth. Truth is, the moment we born, it was only some changes that was happening in the body, but the whole journey has started towards the death at that point when you were born. So the moment the birth has happened, the death is already started. Birth is finished and the death is started, that's all. So, Martyasya Artyasyamani, that is how this word Martya has come. One who is constantly under death, going through death. Martyasya Artyasyamani, that he has got sufferings in that process. Vavasaradi, what is that? Vavasaradi Bhayam. Bhayam or fear never leaves him. As soon as he has taken birth, the thing that accompanies him from that point onwards is fear. Constant fear about something or the other. Such a person, yena sarvatmaneva, in completion he surrenders to Krishna or accepts his Krishna's instructions wholeheartedly. Yattaval tulpranida iha bhajanavidhi. Then Krishna's bhajanavidhi, the proper system of what Krishna has instructed in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Astido mohamarge dhavan. And even if he has accepted it completely, and if by chance it happens to him, mohamarge, somehow or the other, some illusion takes over. Mohamarge dhavan napya pradasha skalati na kuhajil deva deva khilalman. That even if that happens to him, and anything comes, still he will not trip or fall, because he has accepted Krishna's instructions. The fact that he has accepted it, that protect him. So this acceptance is important thing. Not doing. Doing is not important. Acceptance is more important. We put all our faith in doing things, isn't it? Our all faith is in doing things, but not accepting it. Krishna is saying, acceptance is more important than doing it. This is important thing. We don't give attention to the ego. We give attention to the karma more. It is the ego that has to be sorted out first, not the karma. Karma, no, how much karma can you do? No matter how much karma you do in this world, it has a limit at the end. Isn't it? It's only a karma at the end. But this acceptance of what Krishna is saying is the most important thing. And you can see that the moment you have accepted it, it changes everything in our life also. The changes do happen. In the right way, in the right direction, changes will happen. So that's why he says here that Bhagavata Dharma is nothing but that. I am karta, I am bhokta. If these things are not there, then what happens? Kartrutvam and bhoktrutvam has become Krishna's responsibility then. Somebody has to take that ownership, isn't it? So if you don't take the ownership, Krishna will take the ownership. It has become Krishna's naturally, Krishna's ownership, isn't it? And that is Bhagavata Dharma. So practically you can see, Karma Yogam and Bhagavata Dharma, the two words, that's all. Karma Yogam it is spoken Karma Yogam in the words of a jnani. It is spoken Bhagavata Dharma in the words of a devotee. But in practical activity side or practical application of it is concerned, there is no difference. It's one and the same thing. We start reading these things and says, oh, Karma Yoga, I'm not following for Karma Yoga, I'm following Bhagavata Dharma, we will say like that. But what does it mean? It doesn't mean anything. It's all one and the same thing. That jnani goes in one direction, bhakta goes in another direction. But you can see their functions, the principle, underlying principle in both is one and the same thing. Isn't it? It's one and the same thing. To operate without any ego. Accepting everything what Krishna has said and see, knowing that Krishna is doing everything through me. So, this is bhakti. So, Bhagavad Dharma is bhakti. So, here, bhakti, jnanam all becomes one in this state. Once you reach that state, bhakti and jnanam has become one. There is no difference there. Up to that point, you can say, he is jnani, he is bhakta and all that. But here you can see, bhakti, jnanam all becomes one. Why? The jnani follows the karma yogam because it's explained in the jnani's language in Bhagavad Gita in the beginning. In the beginning, it is a jnani's language. That's why you can see there is no discussion about the bhakti aspect of it. As such, it is a jnanam aspect is spoken because it's tattvam that is spoken. So it's from a jnani's point of view, it is spoken in this way. Second chapter, third chapter, it's all like that. But then the Bhagavatam, when it comes to the same jnanam, is applied as a bhakta's nature. As a bhakti, devotee's nature, so it has become bhakti. That's all. So, in this experience of this anubhuti means this realization, and staying in that field of realization, and in a day by day, in daily life, if one lives in this world, with all this attention towards in that consciousness, he is free from envy. And when we say all this, always the first reaction from anyone will be, how can we do all these things in life? This will be the question. Krishna is saying here, this is due to lack of attention. This is called Shraddha. When we say Shraddha, this is what it means. Shraddha is not that, oh, I'm hearing carefully, attentively listening everything, but I'm not accepting anything what you are saying. That's not Shraddha. Shraddha is this, whatever that is spoken and whatever we have understood from Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam and seeing what Krishna has spoken and accepting it wholeheartedly, that is Shraddha. That's why if you remember, the definition of Shraddha is like that. Shastrasya Guru Vakyasya Satya Buddhyavadharana Sa Shraddha. Shraddha's definition is like that. See, Shraddha English, in English if you translate, it's called attention, isn't it? In English, if you say attention something, what does it mean? Oh, I'm hearing everything, I'm attentive, but I'm not accepting anything what you're saying. Then what is the use of that attention? That's not Shraddha. Shraddha is Shastrasya. What Shastram says, what Krishna is saying, Guru Vakyasya, spiritual master's words, Satya Buddhyava Dharana. That Dharana, that I am wholeheartedly taking it inside without any questioning that. I know very well that I am incomplete without that knowledge, without that realization. Accepting that wholeheartedly and taking it on board in life, that is Shraddha. Otherwise, it's not Shraddha. If you don't do like that, for those people who don't do that, what will happen to them? That is the next verse. 32. Etvedad abhyasuyanto Nanutishtanti mematam Sarvajnana vimudhastan Vidhinastana chetasam एतद् अभ्यसूयन्तो नानुतिष्ठन्ति मे मतम् सर्वज्ञानविमूढांस्तान् विद्धि नष्टान चेतसा. बट् दोस् हू औट् आफ् एन्वि डिस्रिगार्ड् दीस् टीचिङ्ग्स् and do not practice them regularly are to be considered bereft of all knowledge, be fooled and doomed to ignorance and bondage. That is the words Krishna has to say. That Krishna says there is another group of people who, because of their envy inside, they will never listen to anything what you tell them. And they'll come and listen, and while leaving they'll say, Laida, you can say all these things, but this is not practical in my life. There's a lot of people like that. They'll always come back with the same answer. Anything. There's only one answer to say, oh, this is not practical. And they are the people Krishna calls them as envious. So Krishna says, they'll say like this, Krishna can say all these things, Bhagavad Gita can say all these things, but I can't have that. I won't accept any. I can't do that. So this is envy. Krishna calls this as envy. So, Krishna says here, Na anutishtandi me mata. I cannot do all these things and leave everything there. That means the moment they step out of the door, they'll say it's not possible. Sarvajnana vimutaha. He says, no knowledge will get into that person's head. That they are people who close the door in front of the knowledge. They close the door. So, and there's examples for that. Sometimes one person said this. He was going on a parikrama of Govardhan Hill. In Vrindavanam, he was going on a parikrama of Govardhan Hill. So there's one man sitting there and he's singing a song. He's sitting there. You will see in India all these kinds of things, isn't it? People do. They are all so relaxed there sometimes that they have time to sing song. They have time. Here everything has to be done in a very structured way. You want to sing a song, you have to be structured. You don't sing a song when it is done in that way. It has to come in a natural way, isn't it? Here nobody gets that natural mood. Everybody is so busy that it has to be taught, children has to be taught at a particular time in the school or the class to sing. So everything becomes very much like that, isn't it? No natural emotions develop inside. So here, then one man is sitting there. So he's saying like this. He's looking at the road which is circumambulating the Govardhan Hill. And he says that road has no benefit from me. It doesn't get any benefit from me. But I get the benefit from the road because I can walk along this and do this parikrama with this road. So similarly saying here, he has made a song himself and he's singing this. And he says the road doesn't get any benefit from me. But I get the benefit that I can walk over the road. If I take the, if I utilize this opportunity, I can do the parikrama with this road. Similarly, he's saying like that, if I don't chant the holy name, nothing will happen. If I don't chant the holy name doesn't have to get any benefit from me by my chanting that. The holy name doesn't have to get any benefit from me. But if I can get the benefit from the holy name, if I chant the holy name, isn't it? If you chant the Mahamantra, Hare Krishna Mahamantra, I will get the benefit. But Mahamantra is not expecting any benefit by my chanting, isn't it? So he's singing, making a song, and he's singing this. They're sitting there. So in other words, that was his realization. He's realized that my doing is not so important, that if I'm doing anything, it is only me who is getting benefited. So, so by me taking birth, the holy name has not been benefited in any way. So, similarly, Krishna is saying here, if you accept this knowledge, the person who has accepted, he gets the benefit, not me, Krishna is saying. Krishna says, I don't need anything from you. By accepting this knowledge, those who accept it, they will get the benefit, not me. That's Krishna's approach on point on this. You see, this knowledge, if somebody accepts that, he'll get the benefit. But if he doesn't accept it, Krishna says, I'm not getting any benefit from that. It doesn't matter whether you, that's what he's saying. It doesn't matter whether you accept it or not. Whether you accept it or not. It doesn't matter, he says. So sometimes we also experience that, isn't it? Sometimes some devotees say like this, though I couldn't come for the class because I was busy with so many other things, this, that and the other. It's kind of apology-like thing. So I start thinking, they were thinking that by coming for the class, I'm getting some benefit. I'm not getting any benefit from that. It's only whether they come, whether they don't come, what can I say about that? That's their choice, isn't it? So Krishna is saying here, Vidhi nashtana chetasa. So Krishna says, I'm not the loser. That if you may feel that the those who are taking it, they get the benefit from that. And those who don't take it, who reject it, they won't get any benefit. That's all it is. They've lost it. So whether due to envy, what Krishna calls it as envy, there is in it, or for any other reason, they are somehow or the other, they have lost it. Whatever reason it may be, they didn't get it. That's all. So that's all you have to say. And why do they do like that? That's their prakriti. That's their nature. And Krishna is not criticizing them for that. Krishna is not criticizing. That's Krishna's nice way of saying things. He says there that vidhinashtana chetasa, that they have lost, they didn't get it. What can be done? That's their nature. That they didn't take advantage of it. That's their nature. That's their nature. It doesn't say that they are stupid or anything. It doesn't say that. It doesn't say they are stupid. Because he says, this is knowledge. I've given it. If you take it, it's good for you. If you don't take it, then I'm not going to get anything out of it, but it's up to you if you want. Just like we say sometimes, it's up to you if you want it or not. If you don't take it, it's fine with me, but it's up to you. The same thing. That's their nature. So, after saying this, that, and in all this material nature, it's only Krishna who is acting, and that's the point Krishna wants to stress again. That one particular point. This is the important sadhana in the Bhagavad Gita. This is the most important sadhana in the Bhagavad Gita. All sadhana becomes perfect. Or whenever all the so-called sadhana, what we are doing or we are trying to do it in this world, it all reaches its completion or its perfection when the false ego completely gets wiped out from inside. When the false ego completely gets wiped out from inside. Actually, there is no thing called false ego. Strictly speaking, it doesn't exist, isn't it? It's only a reflection of the soul, of the soul. All the activities is executed by the material nature in the presence of the soul. In the presence of the soul. Prakriti is doing everything. Prakriti kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvasha. Everything. Yasya sannidhi matrena dehendriya manodhiyaha vishayeshu sogiyeshu vartande prerita iva. This is the statement. Yasya sannidhi matrena, that means due to the presence, just by the presence of the soul, deha indriya manodhiyaha, material body, senses, mind and the intelligence, vishayeshu sogiyeshu vartade vartande prerida iva. In other words, that all these activities, vishayeshu sogiyeshu, that the living entity engages in senses, with the senses operates, in other words, vartande prerida iva, all done by the material nature. So, but in the presence of the soul, in the presence of the soul. And what happens? Material nature is doing it in the presence of the soul, but my false ego takes the responsibility. My false ego takes the responsibility. That is why Krishna said in the verse in 29, if you look, prakrite guna sammudhaha. If you look into the verse, you see how all one point Krishna is trying to bring out to us and tell us that prakrite guna sammudhaha, isn't it? He says there in the verse 29. Prakriti gunasammudaha sajjande gunakarmasu tan akrishna vidho mandan krishna vinna vijalayed. He says here, bewildered by the modes of material nature, ignorant, fully engage themselves in material activities and become attached, but the wise should not unsettle them although these duties are inferior due to the performer's lack of knowledge. So the knowledge is this. What is that? Prakriti is doing everything. That is knowledge. But Krishna says there, in that verse he says, Ajande guna karmasu, according to the gunam and karmam it is happening. But atan akrishna vidho mandan krishna vinna vichalayet, one should not unsettle them. If those who are living like that, you should not overnight go and tell them and disturb their mind completely. While they are doing that, Krishna spoke before, isn't it? How to deal with them, isn't it? If you remember, Krishna also mentioned that before, na buddhivedam janayet ajnanam karma sanginam, that joshayet sarvakarmani vidvani yukta samacharan. In that verse, he spoke about that before, that this will happen to many people, but one who is in knowledge should not go and disturb them. On the other hand, he should act in such a way that that person should notice it and change himself. That's the way it should happen. Not go and talk to them all sorts of things and confuse them and then put them in an awkward situation, because this body, mind, intelligence, if it is not in a balanced state, you will completely lose the whole thing. It has happened in the many times. Sometimes you see these preachers do a big harm to this world, some of the preachers in this world. One person, he was preaching, and especially, you know, missionaries, they do sometimes, without looking into a person's life seriously, they will preach things in such a way that he will address them first thing, oh sinners, you're all sinners in this world, you're all done such sinful things, you have no hope, you will suffer in this world, you will frighten them all. So when you are in a very depressed state in this life, sometimes you are in a depressed state, you are looking for some thread to hold on to get some hope, isn't it? Suddenly a preacher comes and tells you so many things. And then what do? You leave everything what you are doing in your life, go after the preacher, what the preacher has told you to do. So after some time, what you have left everything in which you had some shelter before, and you have taken to something else in which you have not found shelter yet. And ultimately the whole thing comes and creates a lot of confusion inside. I know one story like that. One lady went through this once and she went crazy at the end. So what does preaching help? Preaching only created a lot of confusion and crisis in that person's life. This is why we have to be careful while preaching. You have to be practicing more important, to show them that if you live in this life, they will observe this, that this way of life is good, and they'll get attracted to it. Whereas if you preach and convert everybody and you don't follow it, then what will happen? That person will get completely confused by seeing your life and what they experience in this world, and then there will be a total catastrophe waiting there at the doorstep. So this has happened in many, many instances like this. So that's why Krishna is saying, he doesn't say that, he says here that, yetvad abhyasvayando nanidishtandime madam sarvajnam mudamsan vidhi nashtan achedasa. He says here that Prakriti is doing everything. Ahangara vimudhalma kartaham idi manyade. Only due to this false ego, he lost that clarity inside, that vision inside. So Krishna is saying here, guna samudaha. That means one who has, is thinking like that, I am the doer and I am doing everything. Whereas the person in knowledge, he is thinking that material nature is doing everything, I am only a witness. Here, there is only one sadhana. Little by little, the real sadhana is, little by little, we become that witness rather than the doer. From the doer's position, we change ourselves to the position of witness. That's what Krishna wants. And if we develop that training inside and becomes a sadhana inside, when every time, when different chitavritti, different thoughts comes through inside, it will not affect us. Normally, we get victimized by the chitavritti, isn't it? Chitavritti comes there, immediately the thoughts comes, we become victimized by that straight away. As soon as the anger develops inside, I get angry. I have fallen victimized by the anger, isn't it? envy comes, a thought of envy has come, I am become victimized by the envy. Isn't it? So when the tension develops inside, I become victimized by the tension. Similarly, when the sleep comes, I become victimized by the sleep. But if you keep looking at this all the time, who is experiencing this chittavritti? Who is actually having it? If you ask that question, instead of giving attention to the chittavritti, but rather to the sakshi, who is witnessing all these things, if your attention or if you become aware of this as a witness to whom, where it is happening, in whom it is all these things happening. See, what we normally do is, when a particular emotion comes to us, say anger, lust, greed, envy or anything, what happens? We become victimized by that straight away, isn't it? Krishna is saying that instead of becoming victimized like that, if you become as a sakshi or a witness and ask this question, in whom all these things are happening, all these different emotions are happening, so immediately then what will happen is, so Krishna says here that if you become a witness and start observing this, your attention will move from that emotions onto the soul. And for whom does it happen? It happens to me. So from the attention, from the chittavritti, the attention has moved on to the self. On the other hand, if you keep on giving your attention to the chittavritti, what has come? When I say chittavritti means these thoughts, what is coming one after the other. If you get sucked in by the chittavritti, you will not be able to stop the chittavritti. That's the thing. That's what happens to all, isn't it? We all go through that. We get sucked into that by that particular chittavritti in the form of anger or lust or greed. So if you get sucked into it, then you cannot do it. So the moment we say that when the chittavritti happens like that, for who is having it? And gradually the attention should go towards that witness. And so whatever that is happening, completely unaffected by that and able to witness it as a silent witness, that nature we have to have. We have to develop inside. And constantly to take care that to never get victimized by the chittavritti. And constantly able to observe that. Let anything happen in this world. My body is working here. Mind is operating. And in the middle of all that, to stay as a witness. That's the point. As a silent spectator. And that sakshi bhavam, is Krishna calls it as tatvajnanam. That's what is tatvajnanam. Tatvajnanam is this, that how to stay as a silent witness to everything, what's happening in this world. Sometimes, you will observe this, if we are very much driven by karma, and somebody is in this sakshi bhavam, we will say, oh, it's no point talking to him, anything. He won't listen. He won't understand. We keep saying this about that person, isn't it? In the offices and all, we get sometimes some bosses who won't take any decision, won't make any decision, and won't do anything. And you are trying to get certain some things done. The boss is not giving much support. So what do we say? We say, he will not give any help. He's not going to support me. And therefore, I can't do anything like that. So similarly in life also, when so many things are happening in this world, if we understand this, that this sakshi bhavam is inside, it will not disturb us. It will not disturb us. That's what Krishna says here, that not to fall into that, but sakshi, and this is tatvajnanam. not knowing anything as a principle is tatvajnanam. Tatvajnanam is not that. Tatvajnanam means this, that as the basis of all knowledge, the material body, the mind, intelligence, whatever that is doing in this world, to remain as a silent spectator. Krishna calls that is a kind of a meditation mode, a mode of meditation inside, not being influenced by anything in this world. And for him, such a person, one who has come to that state, then he will not create any bondage with anything in this world. He will not be bound by anything. That is what Krishna said in the verse 30, if you look. Mai sarvani karmani sanyasadhyalma chetasa. Isn't it? If you remember that verse? Mai sarvani, it's an important verse. That Krishna says the nature of such a person. Mai sarvani karmani sanyasadhyalma chetasa nirashir nirmamo bhutva yad yudhyasya vigada jvara. So a person who has, Arjuna, surrendering all your works unto me with mind intent on me and without desire for gain and free from egoism and lethargy, fight. So we must be able to operate in this way. Mai sarvani karmani sanyasadhyalma chedasa nirashir yata nirmamo bhutva yudhyasya vigada jvara. He says, surrendering all activities to me and without any specific desire, with the understanding I am not doing or I am the enjoyer, without any of these things, Krishna says, tells him to fight. So soldier will say, how can I fight like that? Isn't it? The soldier will, he has to, you know, you have to fire up the soldier to fight, isn't it? Generally that's what it is done. The reason Krishna is saying like this is that he is not looking at the result of the war. Result of the war is not important. How you have conducted the war is more important. This, in any war, one party will win, one party will lose. Only one party can win. One party has to lose, isn't it? And this winning and losing a war is not important. That's not an important thing. How you fought the war is important. Because that is what actually sustains your spiritual growth, which helps. That's why Krishna is saying here, through this example in the battlefield, because it is in the battlefield, it's the most difficult place where you can apply this. The most difficult place is in the battlefield. Because in the battlefield, if you don't think you are the body, it is a bit difficult to fight the war, isn't it? If you are self-realized, how will you fight the war? It is impossible, practically, in the self-realized state. But Krishna is saying here, that if you can even fight a war in a self-realized state, how come you can't do other things in the self-realized state? That's the point question Krishna is asking. The most difficult thing to do in self-realization, from our point of view, is to fight a war. If that can be done in self-realized state, how come you can't do other things in the self-realized platform of this understanding, I'm not the doer? That's the point Krishna is asking. That offering everything to Krishna doesn't mean that Krishna is sitting somewhere else and we hand over everything to him and we can't do anything. My sannyasya, Krishna is saying here, that means every action that is happening within me is all happening through, because of Krishna. Krishna is doing this through Ishara sarvabhudanam hrdeshe arjuna tishtari brahmayan sarvabhudani yantrarudhani mayaya. That Krishna is going to say that later. In other words, staying inside as the super soul, all the functions in this body, every movement, is all happening in the presence of the super soul. Remember? Only in his presence, material nature is doing all these things through us. Why? Krishna is present inside. In his presence, all these things are happening. That is why Krishna is saying, my sannyasya. That word, my sannyasya, is that. What does it say? Sanyasa, adhyalpa chedasa. That adhyalpa chedasa is that. That in the presence of the super soul inside, material nature is doing all these things through me. This is what that means. Not that my sarvani karmani, you may think like this, that all actions surrender unto me. We'll say, I've handed over everything to Krishna. Krishna is sitting somewhere else and taking it over. No. It's not like that. It is happening inside us here. That Krishna is present inside as the super soul. In his presence, material nature is doing all this karma through this body. If you understand that, Krishna says you have understood this principle. മൈ സർവാണി കർമാണി സന്യസധ്യാത്മചേതസ സന്യസധ്യാത്മചേതസ ദെൻ ഇസ് ഐസ് നിരാശീർ നിർമ്മമോ ഭൂത്വ യുദ്ധ്യസ് വിഗതജ്വര. ഇഫ് യു കോൺസ്റ്റന്റ്ലി മെഡിറ്റേറ്റ് ഓൺ ദിസ് വേർഡ്സ് ദിസ് കൺസെപ്ഷൻ വിൽ ഗെറ്റ് ക്ലിയർ ഇൻ അസ് വിൽ ഗെറ്റ് ക്ലിയർ ഇൻ അസ് ബട്ട് ഇഫ് യു സ്റ്റഡി ഇറ്റ് ലൈക്ക് എ ജസ്റ്റ് അനദർ വേർഡ്സ് ഇൻ ദ ഭഗവത്ഗീത ദെൻ ഇറ്റ് നത്തിങ് വിൽ ഹാപ്പൻ ബട്ട് ഇറ്റ് ഹാസ് ടു ഗോ ഇൻ ആൻഡ് സ്റ്റാർട്ട് റെക്കഗ്നൈസിംഗ് ദാറ്റ് കൃഷ്ണ ഈസ് സേയിങ് ദാറ്റ് ഹി ഈസ് പ്രസൻറ്റ് ഇൻസൈഡ് അസ് എസ് എ സൂപ്പർ സോൾ and all actions prakriti material nature is doing krishna says in the later on isn't it ishvara sarvabhudanam hrudeshe arjuna tishtati brahmayan sarvabhudani yantrarudhani maya that verse is saying material nature is doing everything and we are just a machine operator is the material nature but material nature is operating everything and doing everything in the presence of super soul inside you see So super soul is there, material nature is doing everything and it is happening through this body. That's all we have to understand. Material nature is doing everything in the presence of the super soul through this body. That's all this is about, karma is about. And this is understanding. So everything when it happens, if it becomes permanent in us, in all our life, then it is self-realized state. This is sadhana. It says here, my sanyasya. So if we do like that sanyas adhyatma chetasa this adhyatma chetasa means this is adhyatma chetasa that spiritual consciousness all the time this is knowledge in the bhagavad gita knowledge is this that super soul is present inside only in the presence of the super soul material nature will do anything material nature won't act on its own it will only in the presence of the super soul it will execute things so if we accept this that super soul's presence inside material nature is doing everything through this body that's all it is then we will understand that the false ego will quietly withdraw it will disappear where will the false ego will be then but at the moment what are we thinking I am doing everything I am doing with my body and my mind my intelligence my ego and I should get this result so completely opposite to that so if we fall asleep We have to think like this, that sleep has come, Krishna has come in the form of sleep and material nature is doing that through me. And if the sleep doesn't happen, there is no tension. And there is no tension either. Otherwise, tension will develop. Oh, I'm not getting sleep. Why? Because it's a karmam then, isn't it? Otherwise, Krishna has appeared in the form of sleep. Everything, acceptance like that, is important. Only thing is nirashir nirmamo bhutva krishna says there is any udyasya vigata jvara nirashir means without any desires nirmamo means without any attachment and because it is like that there is no mamata nor mine or udyasya vigata jvara krishna says to him that you fight the war in that way so krishna's point is arjuna he says to arjuna this war will happen through you war will happen through you but only thing don't come as a block towards that you don't become a block of fighting that's what arjuna was doing wasn't it arjuna was bringing his own ego and making his own decisions that's why krishna says to him that this war if you pull out this if you don't become a block and start making obstructions to this or pull out your ignorance then this war it will take place through you it will happen and not that yudhyasya vigata jvara is an instruction to him that what krishna is saying yudhyasya vigata jvara the last word mai sarvani karmani sanyas adhyatma jayadasa sanyas adhyal nirashi nirmamo bhutva yudhyasya vigata jvara you shouldn't take it That yudhyasya vigata jvara means that, oh, now Arjuna told you everything, now you get up and start fighting. That's not what he's saying. What he's saying is this, that if you accept all these things, only thing, you don't come and make an obstruction yourself. In a natural way, the war will happen through you. Yudhyasya vigata jvara. So, the war will happen. Don't have this attitude that you are doing this, you are conducting this fight. And Krishna says here, what is this is tattva jnanam This is the realization of that knowledge. This exactly the same thing. This is what is called surrender. If you accept like that, Krishna says to Arjuna, if you accept it like that, that is surrender. This is what is surrender means. Surrender means this, that we don't become an obstruction. We are an obstruction at the moment, isn't it? In everything. We are an obstruction. We have our own ideas, our own principles and realization. So we say that, no, it's not like that, it's like this. No, Krishna is saying, it's not like that. That you don't become You don't come on the way. You stay away. And in other words, you pull out your false ego away from that. And you allow what has to happen, it will happen in its own way. You don't have to come on the way. So, muchyande devi karma bhi. And you will get released from karma. If you allow that to happen in that way. But on the other hand, if you keep saying, oh, this is not going to work. How can it happen? We will not be able to do anything. Then Krishna says, asuya vantaha. That's asuya, envy. If you show asuya, envy, what will happen? Vidhi nashtana chetasa. Krishna says there, isn't it? That vidhi nashtana chetasa. And there will be nothing will happen to the knowledge, but if you don't accept it, but those who do not accept it, they are the losers, not the knowledge. Knowledge is not going to have any effect due to this. But those who have not accepted it, they are the losers, he says here, achetasa. Krishna says, achetasa means one whose chittam, one whose thoughts are not steady. What can be said? Vidhinashtana chetasa. Why do they do like that? Some people give attention, some people don't give attention. Attention means shraddha, in other words. They don't give the shraddha. Some people understand that, and some people don't understand that. Or some people understand in the wrong way. Some people understand it in the wrong way. Some people, no matter how hard they try, they still get angry. They still get angry. And some people, always very peaceful. Always very peaceful. So everyone has different nature in them. Out of the Pandavas, five brothers, all five of them were five different nature. Five different nature. Each one of us will behave according to our nature. What is the reason? Because Prakriti is making us to do it in that way. And what is the reason for all these things? And that is the answer which Krishna says in the next verse. If you look at the next verse, 33, you will see the answer for this. Why Prakriti does it like that? Verse 33. Sadrisham cheshtade swasya prakrtir jnanavanapi prakrtim yanti bhutani nigraha kim karishyati sadrisham cheshtade swasya prakrtir jnanavanapi prakrtim yanti bhutani nigraha kim karishyati. This is a very interesting verse. Nigraha kim karishyati. Krishna is asking, what can repression accomplish? What can repression accomplish? He says there. It's a translation you can see. Nigraha kim karishyati. Sadrisham cheshtade swasyal prakrtir jnanavanapi prakrtim yanti bhutani nigraha kim karishyati. Even a man of knowledge acts according to his own nature. For everyone follows his nature. What can repression accomplish? What can repression accomplish? You will see when Krishna says certain things, next three verses, they are very, very important. How subtle is Krishna's words? You can observe that in the next three verses. And if you don't take Krishna's words seriously, what will happen also can be expressed in the next three verses. It comes out from the next three verses. So many things Krishna has given us. But when we don't accept it, what happens? We have to suffer. That is the only answer to that. Krishna has, although we say material world, misery, material world, place of birth, death, old age and disease and all that. Even with all that existing, Krishna says you can still live your time peacefully in this world if you follow his instructions. But when we don't do that,
Krishna says what will happen, and he puts it in a such a way that when you listen to it, you start thinking that how unfortunate we are, that we had to go against the laws of Krishna, against Krishna's instructions and Krishna's words. Yeah? So that's this word is the first one. This verse is the first one out of those three. He says here, sadrisham cheshtade sosyal prakritir jnanavan api prakritim yanti bhudani nigrahakim karishyati. He spoke many things before, and then now he's saying, in spite of all that, his nature will overpower always. Eh? Nature will take over. And prakritim yanti bhudani nigrahakim karishyati. And what is the point in suppressing the prakriti of a person? Krishna does not say that you have come with a prakriti in this world, with a certain prakriti you had come here, isn't it? Our vasanas, that's our prakriti, karma vasana, isn't it? That's our prakriti in that. And that, Krishna says, don't suppress it. That karma vasana, don't suppress it. If you try to completely overhaul a person, it will not work. Because you can overhaul your cosmetic surgery and all, you can change your bodily shape. But subtle body, how will you change inside? And that's what Krishna is saying here. That the he says here, jnanavan api, isn't it? Says here, jnanavan api. That the word if Krishna says here, sadrisham cheshtade sosyal prakritir jnanavan api. Jnanavan api means has two meanings. One is that one who is in knowledge. That means even he has studied all the shastram. Although he has studied all the shastram, still he is acting in this world according to his nature. According to his nature. Krishna says that you should act according to your nature. And so in that case, Krishna also spoke about svabhava vihidam karmam. Isn't it? Svabhava vihidam karmam. That earlier, in another verse, if you remember that, svabhava vihidam karmam. I think it was in the 18th chapter somewhere, Krishna mentions that. Svabhava vihidam karmam. We were talking about that before. Svabhava niyadam karmam, 1847. If you look at that, there, you will see there, Krishna says, that shreyan sudharmo vigunal paradharmal sunishtidal svabhava niyadam karma Kurvan napnodi kilbisham. Remember that verse? Shreyan sodharmo vigunal paradharmal sonishtidal sobhavan yedam karma kurvan napnodi kilbisham. Now, if you look into verse 35 in this chapter 3, Krishna again says there, Shreyan sodharmo nigunal paradharmal sonishtidal. Twice the same thing. In verse 35, in chapter 3, Krishna says, Shreyan sudharmo vigunal paradharmal sonishtidal. Then he says, sudharma nidhanam shreya paradharmo bhayavaha. Okay? And in the chapters 18, in verse 47, Krishna again says, Shreyan sudharmo vigunal paradharmal sonishtidal svabhava niyadam karma kurvan natnodi kilbisham. The fact that Krishna has repeated those two lines again shows that there is something in Krishna's mind he wants to stress. That's why you have to link those two verses and understand the point what Krishna is trying to get at. He is trying to say to us about this dharma. I will come to that later. I'm just coming saying this because jnanavan abhi, while we're talking about that, he says here, jnanavan is that person, if he has studied shastram, he will act according to his prakriti. He will act according to his prakriti. So, that you can't change. Prakriti of a person, you can't change. That is his nature. While within that prakriti, you have to develop the knowledge and changes must happen in a person. Not that overnight I've understood something, I threw away everything the next morning. And because that's what I was saying, remember? If a person has a nature in him to have his own vasanas inside, he will act according to the vasana. If you hand over someone who has got it, I mentioned this guy many times, desire to build a 5-star hotel, if you hand over, give him sannyasam, what will happen? He'll go and build a 5-star ashram. isn't it? He'll build a 5-star ashram because the vasana has not left him. He will think. So that is what happening many. This has happened so much in the sannyas ashram. I'm not criticizing. He's a higher ashram than me. So I have to respect that. But you must see these things. Why? Because like brahmachari ashram is spoiled, like grahastha ashram is also spoiled, sannyas ashram is also spoiled. That's all I'm saying. Brahmachari ashram is finished. It doesn't work anymore. Brahmachari is in this world. It's not happening. Householder better not to say anything about it. It is such an unfortunate situation. Householder's ashram. And the same way, brahmachari ashram degraded, grahastha ashram degraded, sannyasa ashram also degraded. But what's happening is now, sannyasis are saying, oh, we are all perfectly situated. You come and accept us as the authority. That cannot be done. They are also degraded. As much as we are degraded and brahmacharis are degraded. Every ashram is degraded. What to talk about vanaprastham? Ashram doesn't even exist now. To such an extent, it is gone. So this is the thing, you see. I mean, when we are in spiritual life, we don't use your little bit intelligence, you could get into trouble. You will accept all wrong things as right. Yeah. So here, he says here, Svabhavanidam sadrisham, he says here, sadrisham jnanavanapi. So even if you have, the point is this, when you take sannyasam, or especially a higher position of a spiritual authority like that, if you are not looking into your own vasanas properly, and just think that, I have thrown away all my vasana, Krishna says no, that's not possible. You can't do that. It doesn't work like that. Because when we don't understand the subtle things of Bhagavad Gita, what will happen? We will go by the dress, isn't it? Danda and dress and everything. And you will think, whatever he is doing is perfect. And that misunderstanding will come in. Or whatever he is doing is perfect. Misunderstanding will come. Krishna wants to point out to us in these two verses, in the 18th chapter, as well as in this third chapter, that karmam and the vasana inside has a much more powerful role on you than all your shastric knowledge. That's the main point Krishna is making. So don't ignore that. And by ignoring that, we will get into trouble. And that is what's happening now. We ignored our vasana and the tendencies inside. And we have acted in that way. The result of what has happened, whole Varnashrama Dharma broke down. Varnashrama Dharma broke down because of this. Because we did this, without taking into account the vasana, we started saying that, anybody can do anything. This mentality came. So everybody wants to do only the best thing. And the society started saying, this is better than that one. This job is, for example, a doctor's job or engineer's job is better than a sweeper's job or a plumber's job. This way, we started saying that this one job is better than the other job. So everyone, anyone and everyone who doesn't have the qualification for that job started thinking, this job is superior, I'll go after that. Isn't it? This is how Varnashrama Dharma broke down. In Varnashramam, Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, nobody was competing each other. Because everyone knew their vasanas are there, they will act according to the vasana. They didn't consider one job is superior to the other job. Brahmanas were never given a role that they are the superior to the other. No, that has come later because when we started thinking, missing this point, what Krishna is going to make here. And we will come to that later. That svabhava vihidam karma, Krishna says here, that whatever karmam you do, according to your svabhavam, that is your swadharmam. So dharmam comes from svabhavam. Yeah. According to your svabhavam, whatever karmam you execute, that is your swadharmam. So that karmam which comes from our svabhavam should leave you by the knowledge of the self. By the knowledge of the self. This is how to get out of that karmam. Some karma vasana we have in us, isn't it? That karma vasana is acting in the name of svabhavam. We have two things. One is our swarupam, which is our identity, what we are. Other one is our svabhavam. Svabhavam is our nature in this world. What Krishna is saying here is, that Swabhavam, don't ignore it completely. Don't ignore Swabhavam. According to Swabhavam, you will work. But while going through that Swabhavam, whether you are a Brahmana or a Kshatriya or a Vaishya or a Shudra, doesn't matter. In whatever position you are, according to your Vasana, you work. Swabhavam, you work. But while doing this, with knowledge of the self, come out of that. At some point, you will come out of it. Because once the knowledge of the self develops, then automatically your karma will be done in the karma yoga way. Or it will not bind you anymore and you have escaped from for all from this and go back to your spiritual identity. That's the only way you can escape from this. That's the point Krishna is making. So, karmam, that comes from Swabhavam. He says, with the knowledge of the self, you should wipe it out. And this is called yajnam. This is called yajnam. Only then it's... So, through yajnam, wiping out karmam is what Krishna is talking about, which is called karma yoga. Through yajnam, wiping out all your karma vasana inside is called... That is what is called karma yoga. Nobody can do anything else than that. That is the only way it can be done. So, sadrisham, he says here, sadrisham cheshtade sosyal prakritir jnanavanapi. He says here, even if a person is in knowledge, even if a person has all the knowledge of the Bhagavad Gita, still his system is tuned in that way, according to his swabhava. See the problem. We understand Bhagavad Gita, we study Bhagavad Gita, we understand all these things. But you are tuned in a different way. The tuning is in a different way. That is where the problem is. So his nature is according to his vasana inside. Isn't it? So, even if he is in knowledge, he has to act according to his vyasana, according to his vasana. Jnanavan api, Krishna says here, isn't it? So, you can also say that jnanavan api means by one who knows only by through intelligence. Only through intelligence. But here you have to understand that even the self-realized souls, they act in this world according to their prakriti and swabhava, according to their nature and the swabhava, their vasanas. I mentioned this many times before, isn't it? All self-realized souls, we may expect them to behave in a particular way, but that's not true. They may be self-realized, but they will all be acting in different ways. One person sits quietly in one place, and in the realized state, he is experiencing that realization all the time. And for the benefit of others, he stays in this world, waiting for the body to drop, and his presence is only a blessing to others. To those who want to benefit from his association, they can take it from him. He's available all the time. There are some people like that. There are others 24 hours busy in this world. They are self-realized. And all their activities are from the platform of realization that there is no karma involved in them, but they are constantly busy in engaging in activities. So their association also helps people to see their way of executing work in this world. So, jnanavan api, Krishna says here. So, when we are executing that work, sometimes material nature will come opposing that. So Krishna says here, Nigraha kim karishadi. That's where Krishna says here, Nigraha kim karishadi. Prakritim yanti bhudani. Krishna says here, isn't it? Everyone, prakritim yanti bhudani. All living entities work in this world according to their prakriti, according to their nature. And eventually, they will come and get dissolved in the prakriti. They come, get sent, dissolved in the prakriti. And that is what Krishna is saying. So what is the point in telling them, do it or don't do it? Do's and don'ts. What's the point in telling them? If this world could be improved by preaching, if you could improve this world, and this world would have improved a long, long time ago, not today. The fact that the world hasn't improved is showing that you are preaching against somebody's vasana. And that vasana is more powerful than the preaching that goes from outside. You are fighting against a very powerful force from inside a person. So, the point is, that is what Krishna is saying here, Nigraha Kim Karishyati. What will you get by fighting against that person's vasana? That's the question Krishna is asking here. That Nigraha Kim Karishyati has this meaning, that Prakritim Yanti Bhudhani, living entities are working in this world according to their vasana, and you are going and fighting against that. Nigraha Kim Karishyati, what will it help? He says there. If you have not understood the whole underlying principle of Karma Yoga and the principle behind it, simply going and telling him and change this, change that, it won't happen. That's the point Krishna is making there. It's this whole subject Krishna is trying to cover in the third chapter, particularly when you talk about the Varnashrama Dharma. You will see that it is thought out thing, this Varnashrama principle. And it is not something you can induce by opening an institution or by opening a training school or anything. It won't work. The understanding has to come first. Where is it coming from, this Varnashrama Dharma? If you know the origin of Varnashrama Dharma, you can see the benefit of following it. Benefit of following the Varnashrama Dharma. And when you see that, you can see how much human society can be benefited from Varnashrama Dharma. You see, Prabhupada spoke about Varnashrama Dharma a lot. He wanted to bring that understanding, but there wasn't enough time. And for Prabhupada also, there wasn't enough time. And followers also were not sure, is that what we want? They were not 100% sure about it. So it didn't happen somehow. Even to a smaller degree, it didn't happen in our society, to tell you the truth. It didn't happen even to a small degree. Because it is not easy, these things. The whole society has to, as I said before, you have to accept what Krishna is saying first and understand the depth of where it's coming from and how it's going to benefit us. All this understanding has to first develop inside. Only then this can be accepted. And generally in the past, throughout the history, if you look, this was very forcefully enforced upon by the kings. They will not allow this to break, this Varnashrama Dharma. So therefore it was followed rigidly to many years. So throughout the society it was following that very vigorously. So there was more peace in the society in that way. But ever since we brought this new system of administration, government of democracy and all that, you can see the whole thing is in such a chaotic state. There's no peace. The leaders are not peaceful. The followers are also not peaceful. All are suspicious of each other. And day after day you have to live in this stressful, unnecessarily created stress by rejecting the truth. What Krishna spoke about that. So these three verses, 33, 34 and 35 will tell us a lot of things. And it's quietly Krishna is taking us to Varnashrama Dharma. He's quietly taking us to that point. And it is just an introduction to that, talking about our vasanas, our prakriti and our current nature of Nigraha Kim Karishyati, to go against that thinking. So, even a man of knowledge acts according to his nature. For everyone follows his nature. What can repression accomplish? Krishna asked that question. Why did he? Because we may think, after hearing all the verses before that, we may have this tendency to think, now I have understood, I'm going to do this from now on. Krishna says, no, that's not the way to go. Vasanas are there in a person. Don't go against the vasanas. But he gave the understanding that that karmam according to the swabhavam, if you do execute, that is swadharmam. It becomes his dharmam. But you have to get rid of this swabhavam, this vasanas inside, with the knowledge of the self. Cultivating the knowledge of the self, in that way you should come out of this. And that is yajnam. Yajnam it is called, isn't it? So jnanavanapi. And Krishna also says that when you, otherwise, what will happen? That also you have to think. If you don't follow this route, suppose you have understood something and you started doing, opposing the rules of this, what Krishna has spoken here, that if you start working against that, which means you are working against, if you work against your vasana, means you are working against the material nature, basically. If you start doing that, Prakritim Yandhi Bhudani, material nature, all the living entities are functioning based on the vasanas, based on the vasanas. And as I mentioned before, that if anybody thinks that somebody has come and spoken something, and by this thing the whole world could have changed, it hasn't happened so far, and it will never happen. He says here, Nigraha Kim Karishadi. And there is the best example of this. Whole Mahabharatam is centered around this principle. On this, what Krishna is going to talk about it. Two personalities there, Duryodhana and Dhritarashtra. He brings there, and Vedavyasa Maharshi presents to us the conversation between Duryodhana and Dhritarashtra. When you study Mahabharatam, this is the main thing you will observe there, that vasanas are there in a person, and if you go against the vasanas, it will only create more trouble for everybody, for everyone else. So Duryodhana was asked by Duryodhana was not a stupid, he was an intelligent person and very knowledgeable also. Duryodhana was a very knowledgeable person. Duryodhana says at one point, what can I do? I know what is dharma, he says. Duryodhana is saying this. I know what is dharma, but I am not able to do it. I am not able to do it. I also know what is adharma, he says. What is adharma? And I cannot stay away from that. You know when you find this? When Draupadi's children were killed, killed by Ashwatthama, and then when he came back and wanted to please Duryodhana by doing this, Duryodhana said, you didn't do the right thing. He was upset about it. Draupadi, she had these 5 children. You remember after the war was over, on the 18th day, the children were left behind in the Shibiram. Shibiram means where the soldiers were sleeping. So Ashwatthama came over and Krishna took all the Pandavas away. Draupadi, Kundidevi, they all went to the river to bathe and rest for that night. And that was when this incident happened. Ashwatthama came and entered into the barracks, and Drishtadyumna was there, and many others were, the soldiers were there. In the middle of that, Ashwatthama decided to completely apandavayam, says Bhagavatam. That means completely wipe out the Pandava race from this world. With this intention, he killed these 5 children of Draupadi, 5 children, Draupadi's children. So after killing that, Ashwatthama went back to saying that at least now I can please my boss, Duryodhana, by telling him that I've done this. At that time, Duryodhana was not happy about that. Why? Because he knew dharmam. Dharmam he knew. What he did was adharmam. It was adharmam. So, but till before, now Arjuna, Duryodhana is coming to senses, but it's too late by then. But before that, when the war happened, and many times Vidura was instructing, and so many sages were instructing Duryodhana, he was listening to all that, and he was saying to them, what can I do? I know, janami dharmam najami pravritti, janami adharmam najami nivritti, he says. I know what is dharmam, but I am not able to do it. I know what is adharmam, but I am not able to stay out of it. This is how we started this conversation. We'll discuss it tomorrow. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.